trying to keep you up to date with what's going on in this year's session of the legislature. We've been touching base with a lot of different lawmakers this session, and joining us this morning is Representative Isaac Latterell of Lincoln County, who's on the line. Isaac, how are you this morning?
Greg, I'm doing great. I just wanted to tell you, though, it is 10 below here in Pierre. Oh. So we think we've got you beat a little bit.
Barely. Hey, well, listen, thanks so much for joining us. What things have you been in the middle of out there in Pierce so far this session?
Well, the session's been pretty interesting. I've decided to tackle a number of issues this year, and maybe I bit off more than I can chew, but I've got several bills going, some related to technology, driverless cars, right to repair electronics, and then I have a couple of bills dealing with protecting the unborn and different discrimination type things that are going on there. So it should be pretty exciting, and there's a lot of work to do.
Let me ask you about, because you talk about the driverless cars, the autonomous cars. That really caught my attention because we're hearing more stories about that. Google is, you know, has been working on their car at the big technology show that just occurred here some weeks ago. Driverless cars were a big deal down there. Tell us what your bill would do.
Well, my bill would just simply make it clear that South Dakota is a state that wants to allow and encourage driverless cars to be tested here on our roads. And, you know, I first heard about this, like most people did, saw a video online and was quite amazed that the cars seem to do a little better job navigating than even a lot of humans that I know. So, you know, I was just interested in it. And South Dakota's, and Sioux Falls especially, is one of the places trying to be a technology center. And I just think that our unique terrain, our low traffic towns, some different, you know, unique features about our geography would probably make us a great state to join some of the others that have made efforts to start the driverless car testing phase, if you will.
It's pretty fascinating stuff. I watched some of those videos, and you're right. The computers and the sensors seem to do better than some people, you know.
Right. I think they have about seven different types of sensors scanning everything, detecting pedestrians and that sort of thing. So especially with how distracted people seem to drive these days, something that never takes its eyes off the road might actually help us out.
Let's talk, you mentioned it just briefly, you touched on it earlier. You've also got a bill that would prohibit some abortions due to Down syndrome. Tell us about it.
Sure. Well, just to start out, I wrote an article on my website, isaaclatterell.com, kind of detailing how I came to this. And basically, I have two sisters, Grace, who's 24, and Eva, who's just turned 12. And they both happen to have Down syndrome. And before that happened to me, I had not a lot of experience at all with, you know, what that even meant. But as I've grown up with my sisters, I've come to realize that Down syndrome, there's nothing down about it. It's actually a different genetic code that I believe makes people superior in some ways, just like, you know, I think I'm better at doing math or something, but my sisters are better at loving people. And, you know, if that's the greatest thing, if that's the thing we're all striving for, then, you know, how am I to say that I'm more intelligent than my sisters? And I just found out that 92% of children who have an extra chromosome and have Down syndrome don't even make it to birth, because currently it's illegal to terminate a child's life simply because of that fact. And I just want the rest of the world to know what a blessing my sisters are, and everyone who has experience with them has really been touched by and encouraged and, you know, benefited by them. So to discriminate against them like this, I just think it's unconscionable. I think it's sad, and I hope that this bill will bring awareness to it.
It is 7:57, clear skies and 9 below. It feels like 22 below. Again, Republican Representative Isaac Latterell of Lincoln County joins us this morning. Let me pick your brain on a couple of things that have been making news. I know a statewide texting while driving ban generated a lot of headlines yesterday. What are your thoughts as to whether that ought to be a state issue, a local control issue? How would you see it?
Well, I just heard about that myself a few days ago, and the way I see the whole statewide texting while driving ban is I would like to encourage people to be responsible when they drive, and my belief is that the current law prohibits distracted driving, which includes texting while driving, but you know, I've seen some of the city ordinances that have been enacted, and I felt that they weren't exactly getting to the heart of the problem. They prohibited some things that were actually safe to do and allowed some things that weren't safe to do. And, you know, to my knowledge, there hasn't been a lot of tickets issued on this. So I think our current laws, state laws, you know, prohibiting distracted driving are enough. But I do encourage people to continue to shame their friends when they find out they're doing it. I'm guilty of it a couple of times myself, so I wouldn't mind being called out.
Yeah. Listen, we've only got about 30 seconds left. What things will you be looking for here in the next maybe week, couple of weeks that'll be on your front burner?
First thing I'm going to look at, tomorrow morning we've got a bill up. It's a tax bill, and it's dealing with sales tax when it comes to computer programming services, and I just wanted to briefly give people an update on that. And we want to remove the sales tax on computer programming services specifically because the computer programming industry is one where there is a lot of independent contractors versus employees due to the nature of the way software works. I'm in the technology consulting and software development business, so I think that's something that is unfairly putting extra costs on software development, and we want to encourage more of the technology sector in Sioux Falls and South Dakota. So I'm going to be testifying in favor of that bill tomorrow morning.
Well, thanks so much for your time. It's Republican Representative Isaac Latterell of